Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And as we come into you all later in October, feels like fall.
Yeah, it is chilly.
Yeah, it's in the 60s today.
I like it.
With the sun out.
I like it even more.
Oh, yeah. So once again, thank you all for tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
And as we just discussed, Ms. Parker says she's feeling pretty good today.
Wait, I didn't say all that. I just said I like the weather. There's a difference.
I'm just trying to
know what you're doing. I'm tired.
Hey, well, once again, we thank you all for tuning in on these Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. And hey, man, we're just going to get right on into it. So, me and Ms. Parker are going to talk about being in business, but not with your spouse, or maybe with your spouse, but just having business partners.
Yeah.
AKA a partner in crime, but not committing crimes. And just, you know, we don't want you to be Bunny and Clyde. No. We want you to be more like us.
They were successful, but only, you know, only for so long.
Yeah, but, anyway. But they weren't in business. They was robbing people.
Well, shit, that is a business.
Yeah, thievery is a business.
I mean, that's a business. There's a common ground. There's an end goal. You got to be results-oriented, okay?
This, I got you.
Let me stop.
Hey, but listen, one thing they've always said, crime is a business, too.
Yes, it is.
But we're not going to talk about y'all men crimes with your spouse or your business partners.
No, we're not committing crimes.
We're going to talk to you all about the, I'm going to say the pertinence or the understanding that two or more is better than one.
In most cases, in this case, you have to say it like that.
Yeah, in this case.
Because
what we're saying is, like, for us, when we wailed off into the real estate business, they said, we need to know both y'all income.
Yeah, they did. And we kind of hit on that, like, look better on paper.
Yeah. They asked for the income of the two people who were looking to start this LLC or start this real estate business. If it was one person, they might be like, man, it's just you.
Yeah.
It's all you. The army of one.
Right.
You know, sometimes the army of two or more looks better on paper.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you hope.
Yeah. Because even with my credit score that Ms. Parker helped elevate, and I'll always tell y'all, she helped me be better.
You know what? Because I am pretty darn wonderful.
You are. And what Neo said, she makes me better. He did that exponentially. But guess what would happen if Michael by himself had tried to dwell off into this fitness venture by himself? I wouldn't look as good as the two of us combined.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Just because it's two, you know, if one party looks a mess, now you both look a mess. And you might have should have only put your one on there versus that two. So.
And that goes back to episodes where we talked about what? Fix your personal credit first.
Yeah.
We've already discussed it. So,
or make sure the partner you have is on the same page. Okay?
Some of that stuff dwells with being evenly yoked.
Yeah, that's true.
That's for married folks.
Yeah.
But also, if you are in business with somebody that's not your legal spouse, or y'all just friends or cool cousins, families, y'all should be on the same page mentally and also almost on the same level financially.
Yeah. Or, okay, listen, even if you're not on the same level financially, I want to make sure I'm not the one bringing the other person down. Or I'm not only bringing that person in because I can't do it, right? So you can't be bad and think you're gonna go partner with somebody great. They're not gonna want to deal with you. Like, now you holding them down.
That right there.
So no,
is a problem.
Yeah, no. Even in a partnership, both people have to look decent, right?
Everybody gotta be sexy on paper.
So let me tell you this. You're right. So there was a question on radio about, it kind of goes into this. The guy was getting ready to marry the woman or something, mm-hmm. but come to find out, she had $100,000 worth of credit card debt, right?
She got 6 figures worth of debt by herself.
In credit cards.
Oh, like, my goodness.
What are you doing?
So what's the APR on 30% of $100,000?
$30,000.
So that's a lot of damn debt.
Yeah, so you're going to have to pay an additional third.
So think about it.
She's to pull it off. By the time you pay it off.
She's not $100,000 in debt.
Yeah.
By the time she pays it off, she's $130,000
in
debt right now.
Right,
see,
yes.
That's the man.
Yeah.
They don't get to.
When you make that payment and you're paying only the exact amount and they give you the option, pay the exact amount or... No, keep the minimum or add $30. Yes.
You're paying interest only. You're not even touching principal.
Yeah.
We can talk about that too.
Yeah. I feel like we always go into math.
Business is math. Money is math.
It is. But I'm okay.
Yeah, but back to you was telling about the story.
So it was put to the people, right?
It was put to the people.
Should I marry this lady with all of this debt? Or, y'all, should he marry this lady with all of this debt, this $100,000 chick? Like, yeah, it's fine. But he kind of questioning it. Like, y'all, that's a lot.
I hope y'all see my face.
So.
Because I'm going to flip it in a sec.
So, if he were to go and do something on paper, they trying to get a house together or whatever. They're trying to big ticket purchase, right? We don't need to put her name on there. You're going to pull him down. DTI is awful, right? Debt to income ratio. Nah. He getting it on his own. It ain't no Miss Independent. It's Mr. Independent, okay?
But she's dependent on him.
Yeah, like...
See my face? I'm going to tell you right now. If the roles were reversed... And a woman.
What would I say?
You ain't marrying me.
Hell no. You don't take that shit on. You can get $100,000 in debt.
Listen, I know my wife love me, but she don't love them problems.
No. But
this is the thing. So people get marriage misconstrued a lot of times. And this is going to go back to what we talked about.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
People think that when they get married, they get less bills.
Yeah.
Child,
literally, man. I've literally had someone say that to me. Well, I thought, you know, when we got married, you know, our bills were gonna, you know, be massive. Tell me how if you go from one person in a house on a light bill, or we're gonna say one person in a one bedroom apartment, we're gonna keep it real simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
One person in a one-bedroom apartment on one light bill, right? Yeah. To two people in a one-bedroom apartment on one light bill. Tell me how that is going to decrease.
It's not. The it's light's going to go up.
The lights are going to increase. The water's going to increase.
The gas is
going to increase. The TV channel package, streaming, whatever you get, is going to increase. Because
I got two cell phone bills.
Two vehicles, two sets of insurances is going to increase, right?
Yes.
So it's not, when that was said to me, I was so perplexed. I'm like, you think it's going to go in half, but you're adding.
See,
you think everything is going to be reduced by 0.5, but you're actually multiplying it.
By two.
Okay, not one, because everything multiplied by one is still that number.
It's the math.
So you have to multiply it by two.
This is what makes no sense to me. If Miss Parker brought her set of bills to the table, she puts her set of bills on the table.
Right.
Oh, I said, these are the bills I'm bringing to the table with me.
Right.
The bills did not decrease.
No.
The bills are still the bills.
Right.
In the words of Destiny's Child, can you pay my bills? Will you pay my bills?
So this is the thing. The between the two,
yes.
Right, the amount, the number amount of bills will decrease because you're going from one light bill and one light bill, right, to one joined light bill. Problem is the dollar amount on the joined light bill is not going to increase from that one light bill and that one light bill. So you're just going to go from two light bills to one light bill.
In the words of Fat Joe, all the way up.
That's what I think. I don't understand how that individual missed their piece. I'm like, I said it multiple times.
Grocery bill.
My bills was going to go and going to decrease. Sorry.
Grocery bill going to go up. Guess what?
Right.
Certain people like to eat certain things.
Right. He vegan and you ain't.
Or you just eat a certain way. And you like to eat a certain way. I'm not saying you. I'm saying you.
I felt a little.
No.
I felt like you was being shady over chicken breast.
No, listen. We've gotten over the fact that you used to waste a lot of food when you were single.
Get back to your point.
And we fixed that.
Get back to your
point. That saves money. What you got to understand is everything goes up. It goes up. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand. If one you plus from- one is two, it ain't one. It ain't zero.
Right.
It's two. It's still a math.
You go from washing one butt twice in a day to washing two butts twice in a day. That's four butt washings.
And then if you got children in the thing with me and you got married, it was tight.
Yeah.
Now you came. We went from three butts to four butts.
Right.
Like, remember, we was in what? You was in the townhouse.
Yeah.
When we found out Tally was on the way, we went and got a two-bedroom apartment. Remember, because we needed a
little... No. I moved from the townhouse because of it was some unsafe...
Motherfucker tried to jack my white truck, took two tires off motherfucking
wasn't going to disclose what it was.
I mean, listen, but, it is what it is.
But no. We ran a... two-bedroom. We were in a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. So that was plenty of space for the three of us. It's me and you and the toddler.
Yeah.
When the other one decided to come along,
it was...
then we went to a house.
Yeah, we started renting.
Three-bed, two-bath. I had to think about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, everything went up.
Yeah. But you don't move up to think the bill's going to decrease.
Yeah, that was weird. But back to my 100K.
Yeah.
So in this case, he probably looks decent on paper because he has the foresight to question if he should bring this bag of bomb along, right? She, I ain't going to say probably looks bad. She looks probably awful on paper. If you have $100,000 in credit card debt and you don't make like $1 million a month.
So this
you see the percentage I'm trying to give you. Yeah, she look bad.
But let's also keep it a book. Who you marry is a business decision. In real life.
Mm-hmm.
Not in business. In real life.
No, you're right.
Who you marry is a business. Like,
yeah.
Marriage is contractual. Mm-hmm. Have you signed documents?
Legally binding documents.
It's contractual.
It is.
Like, the whole principle, old school thing in marriage was, people were using children as barter and trade.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm a
right. Yes.
I'm gonna give my son or my daughter to you, and we get this and that in return.
Right.
So when this man that's looking at this woman, he says I'm gonna guess he loves her.
I'm guessing, but I'm
she bringing $130,000 in debt. But by the time it's done, it's $130,000. How is I'm going to say regular individuals?
Right.
Do you pay that off together?
Listen. As a person who's very sensible, I'm not even finna try to listen. I'ma tell you, you need to go to a financial planner or something. A debt consolidation expert. I'm not even finna bring that on. Do you know? And let's say it's spread over 5 different credit cards, right? That's $20,000 a card. That's
irresponsibility.
That's a $500 note a card, right? Because let's keep it a buck. If you owe that much already, your interest rates are high as what, Michael? Giraffe. Never mind. That's like $2,000 probably a month.
Not including any other bills.
Right. That's
a mortgage.
Mortgage.
Car note, yeah. Insurance, gas,
yeah.
And that.
That's your restaurant money.
So tell me, in the words of the late, great Tina Turner, what does love do with you owing $130,000 in
debt? For me, I would be like, it ain't got nothing to do with me because I'm going to leave you alone. Like, you're not a good steward over your finances. I don't know what you were doing. You might have hit a rough spot and had to live off your credit cards for a while. I get it. I understand that. Nobody's judging it. But to be dropping like $2,000 a month on credit cards, I'm not doing that. I don't know if you was living above your means, living outside your means, or what. You was over here being a whole real housewife, because they do it too. But yeah, no. That's like the perfect scenario where one looks good on paper, the other one doesn't. So the other might not need to be included on paperwork, because you're going to drag bruh down.
Exactly. So now, back to choosing your business partners wise, and marriage is a business, so
yeah.
Trying to get y'all to understand it. You got to sometimes say.
Yes, you do. You have to sometimes just say no, thank you.
Yeah. And I mean, even with the stuff that we've dealt with, have we made all the right business decisions?
Of course not.
But
I don't know anybody that has.
Exactly. We've taken some W's and we've taken some L's like everybody else.
Some lumps.
Well, over here, upside to the head. I ain't see it coming.
I said on media day, some lumps.
Lumps and dupes.
Yeah.
And when I think about it, and you look in the business world, there have been people who are billionaires who would tell you, I've had more failures than success.
Mm-hmm.
My successes happen to a wave.
Right.
Failures.
When it hit, it hit.
When you hit big.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do that.
I thought I was doing it big.
You're not. You're doing it bad.
Yeah, okay. But that's what we try to get people to understand. When people talk about, you know, I'm going to go at this by myself, or it's me against the world. Let's be honest. That only worked for like people like Tupac. And it wasn't him against the world.
But he had how many millions of people on his rocking with him? So were you really alone?
But that mentality.
Yeah, I get it. I
know,
it's a thought process.
Yeah, people have celebrated this David versus Goliath mentality. Right.
That's that get it out the mud. Y'all, we shouldn't still be getting it out the mud.
The problem is,
I don't like mud.
They talk about that one damn time David won, and the 99 million trillion other times Goliath kicked his fucking ass.
They leaving that part out.
Yeah. Giving you, selling you on a hope and a
win. They celebrating that win.
They win a percentage is 0.0000.
Under 500. Under 500.
You win even. Like you win 1 out of 200. You winning 1 out of 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
How many failures they're like, what do we do? Research.
Yeah.
Understand.
Yeah.
better knowledge.
Yep.
Financial access and learning all them things.
Yeah.
Info.
Yep.
Financial answers. And picking people who are in the same mind frame.
Right.
And financial acuteness. Acuteness is mean they understand dollars and cents.
Right. Got some sense.
Because people just think money grow on trees.
It doesn't.
We learn from the PPP.
Child, we still paying for this high-ass bread after they pass some chicks out.
Motherfucker sitting in prison right now.
Oh.
Over, doing time.
Over that PPP.
Just saw it. They saw an easy ticket.
Like, no, y'all, it's tied to the government. You know they're going to try to find some way.
Now, one thing they didn't lock up was the people they should have locked up.
Mm, that's true. They're giving them pardons and stuff right now. Anyway, we're not going to
do that. Being
around. We're not gonna
you know, we just want people to understand is that choosing the right business partner could be the best business move you ever made.
Or worse.
Yeah. It's a flip of a coin. Mm-hmm. But the issue is, if you do what we've talked about, research, understanding, reading, getting your knowledge better, not maybe 7 out of 10, which is 7%, you might not make that bad business decision. But if you're just on the whim, hey, come on, let's start a business.
Nah.
What's your credit score?
I've seen some of that too.
What's your credit score? 240.
Mm. Is that a thing?
Shit, yeah. You know, I just need to buy $50,000.
Stomach hurts.
Yeah, you walk up into a lender, and they like, so what are you bringing to the table?
Are you really going to give me my money back?
With interest.
Right.
Because they ain't asking for the same amount they give you. They need a plus.
I need a little extra. I need a pad in my pocket.
I mean, listen. Money moves.
Sure do.
Right now, the government shut down. In the United States. Don't mean money ain't moving, folks.
No, it's moving.
Shit, don't get it twisted. These folks out here moving billions in front of your face and your check on pause.
Right.
And or your still, check on stop.
You still working. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. My heart goes out to right. Man. You know, this is some bullshit, but you know.
I think the moral of the story for today is be careful who you get in bed with.
In more ways than one. We'll catch you next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.